Greetings and welcome. It's Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School. Excited to bring you another episode in the segment known as Throwback Thursday. It is Thursday, in fact, at least that's the day this episode goes out, episode number 2245. Now, in this segment, we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. We've been doing stories and case studies and tips every day since January 1, 2017. So we've got a big catalog to pull from. Now, last week we heard from a seller of adult toys and other items for sexual wellness. And she now earns $3,500 a month in affiliate commissions. So that business is going pretty well. Now, today in our latest feature, it's not going to be anything like that. We often do these, you know, kind of quick segues between topics here. We're going to hear from a beekeeper in the Bay Area of California. So let's hear the story directly from Chandra, and I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hey there. My name is Chandra, and I'm a beekeeper in Marin County. I know, it sounds like something straight out of a fairy tale, but it's true. I've been keeping bees for the past 5 years, and it's been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. It all started when I was working in my garden one day, and I noticed that there weren't that many bees around. I did some research and found that bees were facing a lot of challenges, like habitat loss and pesticides. I felt a pull to do something about it. I took a beekeeping class, and I was hooked. I started small, with just a couple of hives in my backyard. It was a lot of work, but it was also incredibly fulfilling. I loved watching the bees as they worked, building their hives and taking care of their young. I learned so much about these fascinating insects and their role in our ecosystem. As my business grew, I began to sell honey and beeswax products at farmers markets and through a website that a friend made for me. I also offered classes and tours to teach people about beekeeping and the importance of bees. But those didn't do as well. I guess most people aren't as obsessed as I am. Another thing I learned is that it's important to stay informed and educated about the challenges facing bees and the environment. I make sure to keep up with the latest research and work with other beekeepers to advocate for bees and their habitats. One of the highlights of my journey was when I was able to expand my business and set up hives on local farms. It was a dream come true to see my bees thriving in a natural setting and to know that they were helping to pollinate crops and make the local food system more sustainable. If you're thinking about starting a beekeeping business, my advice would be to visit with at least 3 local beekeepers. It's important to have a solid understanding of bee biology and behavior, as well as the challenges facing bees and the environment. Oh, and be prepared for a lot of stings, but also a lot of joy. Overall, being a beekeeper has been one of the most challenging and rewarding experiences of my life. I've learned so much about bees and the environment, and I've been able to make a positive impact on my community. Money-wise, it earns at least $2,000 a month, on average. That's definitely not enough to live on out here, but hey, it's a side hustle. Lastly, let's not forget the delicious honey. I've met so many wonderful people, and I've been able to share my passion for bees with others. I couldn't be happier.
Awesome, Chandra. Thanks so much for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let us know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. Also, if you've got a question or an update, something you're trying to figure out, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Once again, this has been episode 2245. We've got much more coming up, a new episode every single day. You can listen wherever you are, download them, stream them. It's all completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.